point. At CHSF Radio. You can also find our other online presences on our link tree, which is a website that has a bunch of links to.
But right now you can't be on Facebook. Is that what I am interpreting correctly? Am I interpreting that correctly based on what? So
we cannot post anything on Facebook. Other people cannot tag
They've
us.
They've censored you.
Or else, exactly. We've been censored by Meta.
Like across the board universally, not even like if it was one subject, like, you know, some hate speech or something.
No.
It's like across the board, love
being,
speech, any
being,
other type
we are
of
being,
speech.
We are being censored. It's a, honestly a very naked power play.
Capitalistic totalitarianism.
Exactly. Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, that was what I was wanting to get out.
Yeah.
It's like we, because
muzzled.
We're called Free Voices.
Yeah.
And we want to, like, share everybody's, like, their viewpoints and experiences, which include, like, really hard topics, like being shut down as a organization of media. And, you know, there's no reason to shut down independent venues that talk about very specific and hard topics. And we can see that not only just in here in this country, but we see it going on in other countries too.
So
we're just informing people of their rights to speak up and be able to change those things that are going on, and work together in ensuring that we do have this freedom to talk about these issues and try to resolve them the best we can, and just help each other to grow. And that's what we believe here at this station. A lot of us are talking about positivity and growth, human rights, justice. These are all very important things in humanity.
Yeah, and then the other part that it came to, like censorship being the main thing, but also it's like de-Canadianizing us. It's the first step of de-Canadianizing us. If the American news is fine, but no Canadian news is allowed on Facebook, what's the next step? Mm-hmm. Right? Deeper issues on the,
but
you know,
really there within. There really are deeper issues.
Yeah, you know? Like much layers and I mean, below,
and,
right?
Really, the crux of it is, you know, that it's not just one big American company. It's a big company, period.
Transcontinental kind of.
Exactly. Exercising its will over, you know, the rest of us, right? Mm.
That's the thing, right? And yet we go out and we vote and do all these things. It doesn't matter if these people have disproportionate influence.
Yeah.
And are feeding back the propaganda to different, like through the algorithms, right?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, another value of, you know, a station like ours is, you know, democracy. Like we're a, you know, very deeply democratic institution. And, you know, there's, you know, like, you know, many instances where, you know, you don't really see that sort of, you know, institution anymore. Like everything's the consumer rather
the consumption
than
the side, which
rather
is
than
the anti
citizen,
sharing,
you know?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. With, you know, responsibilities.
Yeah.
As well as rights.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It certainly is a huge topic, and we would sure like to bring you in time to time and discuss these things, because, you know, our human rights are being encroached, and it's time for us to start talking about it and making changes and work together in protecting our rights as
there are groups on campus that deal with this, especially in the field of technology.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it, a future guest.
Mm,
yeah.
Sure. There's a group called Reclaim Tech SFU
mm-hmm.
that that hosts a lot of awareness building events, and also like posts on their social media,
mm-hmm.
Which I believe is at Reclaim Tech SFU,
mm-hmm.
On Instagram and probably elsewhere.
Well, that's so great that there, you know, there's other people like really getting involved and trying to resolve this and work on it and bring it to the public and let everybody know, you know, there are ways in dealing with this and working together and finding a good solution. It's important for us to connect with each other and share, as we're just talking about
the sharing. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just it's very empowering that we have people that are already studying and working on it. And
yeah, many people are very concerned about this. Actually, there's a writer that I've been reading a lot of again lately. I've read a lot of his novels over the years. But
who's that?
Cory Doctorow. A lot of his career is about, you know, advocating for this sort of, you know, open internet.
Hmm.
More like the phone system. No, and the phone system used to be more of a like a public not asset, but like as opposed to
absolutely
a company owning
like
it, right?
Like a public asset, yeah.
As opposed, it's a shared asset.
Shared asset, exactly.
Shared asset, as opposed to XYZ company owns it, and don't worry, we'll be really good with the ethics around it, and then
I was brought to the attention, like with this new Twitter and X, they call it, and I was told that they are trying to ban the talk of decolonization, like even writing about it, mentioning it, and you know that's human rights violation. You know,
because people can't be exploited if human rights are, you know what I mean? The more that human rights rise, the harder it is to extract and exploit. So that threatens people's power in certain positions,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, and it's it is something that's very concerning, and it's great to be able to like reach out to people, talk about it, and let them know what's going on, because you know there's not much of this being public in the news, or you don't hear about all this kind of stuff, and it's
because there's a lot more, you know, like flashy issues sometimes.
Yeah, flashy, hard, but eyeballs on screens issues, right?
But some of them are important.
What's
right?
Kim Kardashian wearing? Oops, sorry, Kim.
But I mean, even like the news that really is important. But I mean, like it has such a outsized influence, right? You know, like all the wars going
on. But if it's every of the 24 hours news cycle, if it's 22 of those 24 hours and not any different.
Yeah.
Then where's all the other important information?
And also the context, right?
That's true. The context and the perspectives and the layers of depth behind the different.
Or else it just becomes slogans. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, and I'm sure if you pay attention to the news, you'll probably recognize a lot of these slogans. Like, pick any of the issues happening in
and
this
they're
world.
Watching the response thing and then going, okay, that works, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us and giving us some of that information. And it's really awesome that you were able to come in and join us and share with us this incredible knowledge that we should all have.
Yeah. Again, while like our Facebook and Instagram are out, you can also access our other social media as well as our website. And you can find all of those links, on our Linktree, which is linktr.ee/CJSFradio. And we also have a Discord chat room, which you can also find the link to on that Linktree.
Okay.
And moving forward, we'd like to work on, projects to perhaps move away from some of these more corporate platforms, like Discord.
Finding more of the sharing ways.
Exactly. Right? Even Discord is a corporately owned platform.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, one new technology that I'm personally very excited about is the concept of the federated social network. So these are social networks that are running on software that anyone with the technical means can install on their computer.
And what was the name of it again?
The most famous of these federated social networks is Mastodon.
Okay.
The Mastodon social network isn't owned by one company.
Okay.
It's owned by, or not even owned,
more of a public domain.
It's open source, a public domain.
Right.
And they developed this software that, hundreds of people have put on their computers, and they run servers that have this Mastodon software, and people can post onto these instances, as they're called, and these computers all share the posts among itself, and that's how you access the Mastodon network.
It's like a sharing.
Right.
How the internet was originally designed to run. I mean, maybe without the federation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's I could go into all the technical details, but basically
that's a 4-hour show, which would be a really good show, right?
Yeah. Sure.
This is important stuff. So
yeah, Mastodon. So that's the one that everybody should be getting into, and it sounds very, very
it's
super highway of information that anybody can access and get into.
Yeah, our one of our local venues here actually runs an Instadon instance.
Mastodon instance,
And they're using this to advertise their shows that are happening at this venue, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
Redgate Social is what they're calling this instance.
Okay.
So I have a...
And that's another program that you can download and install into your...
Mastodon, you can access through the web. They have their own site that you can log into these instances on.
Okay.
This is sort of the beauty of Mastodon. They don't just they have their own app, mm-hmm. but then there are also other people who are
contributing,
and then they also they've also developed their own apps that have
sharing different abilities,
different features, but they all work mm-hmm. with Mastodon.
So it's a synergistic invention.
It's synergistic, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's true sharing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's people sharing their brain and skill power.
Absolutely.
Towards
a very big
gift.
That's a very big gift. So we really thank you for sharing with us and bringing it to
knowledge. As I said, this is a big topic.
It's hard to squeeze it into a small segment.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
There is that much more complexity to a lot of these systems, rather than your centralized social media that just makes everything so simple. But what are you giving up for
what's
that simplicity?
What's the true price you're paying
behind
the scenes, right?
Yeah.
Mm. So, wow, that is that's exciting and
innovative.
It's waking me up to the remembrance that I have my personal Facebook thing, but it's like there's a lot where I just kind of hold my nose about it. But the impact of the news, across the board, Wow, that is a whole lot of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I believe we're going to carry on with the rest of our program.
Thank you, Chris, for bringing in and sharing these huge gifts.
Yeah,
for having me on here.
Yeah, no problem. We can't wait to get you in again and talk about this huge issue that we can work together and get through. So, lots of appreciation. Oh,
for sure.
To you.
But I mean, there's again many people, are very concerned.
Mm. That's good news there's a lot of people who are concerned because it'll have a significant impact.
Yeah. And I feel like it is something that, even though it is, something on, the radar, it's maybe not nearly as,
it feels like it's almost hidden in a way. So I mean, now that we're able to uncover it and expose it. And
I mean, like, compared to actually how important and how much it affects every one of us.
It's far-reaching. It's really far-reaching.
And yet, it's so hidden, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As you say.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm going to dream tonight. I hope I come up with some good ideas
to
contribute and share.
That's a big steak. We got to all digest. So.
It's a big mushroom if you're vegetarian.
Yeah. So we're going to carry on with our program and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
Partner one.
Okay, we're back. We're going to carry on with our program. We're going to get to the song of the week of Shkwait Shechlech, and his song is called Staying Alive by AC/DC done this.
It's a cover.
Yeah, it's a cover of the Bee Gees.
Oh my goodness.
So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get on to Shkwait Shechlech. So enjoy, everyone. All right, we're back. That was a cover from the Bee Gees, it was by a guy from his site called Munich Productions, and it was "If AC/DC Wrote Stayin' Alive." That was that was pretty awesome. So we have on the line with us, we have Shkwait Shakhlach. He's my brother from Gwaishkina, BC. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a couple of years ago, and also the big flood of a couple of years ago. Big inspiration. He brings some really inspirational songs to us. And a thing about this person that done this cover song, like he's kind of disabled, but man, can he pump out some awesome tunes. He's gifted. Really gifted, yeah. So anyways, welcome to the program, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be.
Yeah.
Staying alive.
Yeah, awesome. So we're going to try book Galan pretty quick. We'd like to get some words on sharing from you.
Sharing's a good thing, but the way society has become these days, you have to be really safeguarding sharing your time, your profits and everything, because we've become such a self-centered society that we start to get entitled.
Mm-hmm.
The government is sharing out all our tax money. people receiving it have become entitled. So we have to be careful, because even sharing our stuff online and all that can be used against us. So we have to safeguard who we share with and what we share. It's still a good thing, but we can't run around willy-nilly like our forefathers used to be able to share. Sure, there might have been some bad guys then, but not like today. Sharing's good.
Excellent feedback. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your song. It was pretty incredible and very inspiring for sure. Staying alive, everybody should be working towards that, especially in this day and age of, so much depression and everything. So we thank you for joining us and bringing your enthusiasm for life and your strength and inspiration for all of us. We really appreciate and thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you guys for having me on every now and then. I send you all my well wishes, thoughts, and prayers and love to you guys that you guys sent to me back a thousandfold.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. So I guess we're going to have to let you go for now. And looking forward to hearing from you again next week. And lots of love to you. Take care. And bye for now.
Yeah, bye for now.
Okay, that was Shkwait Shakhlach. And we're going to get a hold of Lady Fima here soon. So... stay tuned, and we'll get to her as soon as we can.
Have you ever felt so sad that you don't know what's making
you
sad?
Call her?
Have you ever felt so alone because no one understands? They ask you, "How are you?" And you say, "I'm tired," because it'll be too much to explain that you're sad.
Hello.
No one understands.
Hello.
Even writing it down.
We're just about going online.
Nothing seems to help.
Okay. Yeah.
The dark days are just dark.
So we're just waiting
dark.
For our commercial.
We understand. Talk to me or any one of us at the Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center. Just dial 1-833-456-4566. Or visit crisisservicescanada.ca.
journalism. So. All right, so we're back, and we have with us Lady Fahima, and she's always a great person to talk to and talk about our subjects, which is on sharing. So how, what do you have for us today, Lady Fahima?
Hi, Chief. I have. I wish you the happy holidays for you and the rest of the crew, and respected listeners across the country and outside of the country. I do know that our time is very limited. Let's get in back to the subject, which is sharing. Sharing is. It has. Maybe the sounds is simple and is small, but in my opinion, it's very giant. It's very big. It's very large. Just look at the action is happening in this world. Someone like Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer of United Nations. However, he's sharing when he had the seminar in Vancouver at Simon Fraser University for the student, professor, ambassador as well, and student of the SFU. And some public individual. It was free of charge for two sessions that he provided his seminar and with his video, his action basically. And that was remarkable because this part of the sharing, it brings his talk, his action, and it brings the motivation and hope and joy to the society, to the world, to the universe. And we have to look at the world as a big kitchen. You know, get your hand dirty with the idea, with your good idea, with your positivity. Bring it at the table and make a difference for the humanity.
Mm.
And this is something, and I have more example regarding that one that I would share it next time, in other time. But the action we take a place, the thoughts and acceptance of one another as one nation, it make a big change in this world and in the community, in the neighborhood. And let's walk with the harmony with one another and to be supportive with each other and accept. Saying not accepting, because I do know that you would accept that, and bring, you know, let's walk as one body, as one nation. Thank you very much for having me. I wish the victory and the peace for Canada and the rest of the world. Thank you so much.
That's so beautiful. Thank you so much for that, those encouraging words and wisdom. And yeah, we all got to work together as humanity and do our best to make our world a better place. And like it's part of our mantra, you know, let us not rest until our good is better and our better is best.
Wow, I love that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we really appreciate you for coming on and joining us live and sharing what you have. And it's always special and just always uplifting. And I always look forward to hearing that. And it's just, we wish you the best holidays. And we're going to have to say bye for now.
Yes, bye-bye. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. That was... Lady Fahima, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And come back next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us and continue to make this world a better place. Thank you all.
All the best on your finals.
Yes. And